Shred the Gemara Pshita, Chavada, why not? Rishus HaYochid, Oyla Adarakia. That since it's in your backyard, it's in the Rishus HaYochid, so Rishus HaYochid is Oyla Adarakia, that's the clown. When you have Rishus HaYochid, no matter how high up you climb, you'll have a pole 100 feet up, still it's called the Rishus HaYochid, that's the clown. Rishus HaYochid goes from the ground up until the Shemayim. The same svar, Rishus HaYochid goes way down deep. In other words, if you have a bore, a big ditch, in your backyard, it's still called the same Rishus HaYochid. No matter how far down deep you'll dig in your backyard, it's still called Rishus HaYochid. So Pshitam, if you tell me you have the Erev inside the bore, and on top of the bore is Rishus HaYochid, so Pshitam is all in one Rishus. How about the Erev is Chal? What's the Chiddush? And they're both in the same Rishus HaYochid. So the Marviel, I'll tell you the Koi Rishus HaRabin. I'll tell you what's talking about, you have this bore, this big ditch, in the middle of Rishus HaRabin. And you put your Ruvei Tchumim, you put the two pieces of Olechem, of Pas, inside the bore. For the Gemara now, the Niskavin Lishboi Teichem. Where did you have Das, the Bikaini Yosh Shvisam, the Ben Hashmoshes? Where did you want to live to say that's called your Mokim, we are living outside in the fields? Ilamalam, if you want to live on top of the bor, which is the Rishus HaRabim, or if it's like the Erev Shinat Bichalden, Hu B'mokim Echad, the Eruv B'mokim Achar, you are two different places. You wanted to rest, you wanted to have your Mokim Shvisa on top of the bor, which is the Rishus HaRabim. So consider you wanted to rest at the beginning of Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. Now where is your two lechems, where is the Erev? It's in the bor. The bor is the Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry the lechem out of the bor to put it on top. It's Nisi Deraisa. So the Erev should not be chal. Bein HaShemoshes, Bizman, the Erev should be chal. You can't get the lechem to the place where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So the Erev is not chal. So why does the Mishnah say, no matter how deep down the bor is, still the Erev is good? So the Mori Elamai, Elamato, Elamai, the person had das to be kind of his Shvisa down inside the bor. That's what we wanted to be kind of his Shvisa, like at the beginning of Shabbos. That's considered his mokim where he's living. Of his levites pshita, savata the Erev is good. Who the Eruvit mokim echod? If he wants to be kainish risa down in the bor, and he has his Erev there, so pshita is kosher. Why not? That's every case of an Eruvit chumin, where you want to live outside under the tree, and you put your lechem over there. So here you want to live in the bor, and you have your two lechems there, so pshita yaitza. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara, let's read the chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. The koi the carmelis. That the bor, this big ditch, is in the middle of a karmelis. It's not in the Rishus HaRabim. It's down in a big ditch, a big open field. That's a karmelis. V'niskaven lishpreis lamala. And then achnami, this person had das to be kainish risam on the top of the bor. So on the top of the bor is a karmelis. So really, that's where he wanted to be kainish risam. And where is the Eruv? The Eruv is down deep in the bor. So the Mishnah says, no matter how deep down the bor is, still the Eruv is chal. I the kasher is why lechur the bor is the Rishus HaYochid. Once the bor is rochiv more than dalad by dalad tfochim and deep down yutfochim, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. And the Mishnah says no matter how deep the bor is, lechur it's a good Rishus HaYochid the bor. So why is the Erev chal? You're not allowed to carry up the lechem from the bor to the top of the bor, which is the karmelis. The teretz says our Mishnah goes for Revihi the Yomar kol dover shul mishum shvus. Anything that's only osim midirabbonon on Shabbos is the cloud like Gozru all of Ben Hashemoshes. At the beginning of Shabbos, since it's only a Suffolk then, if it's Shabbos or not, that's what Rashi is Mazmur, and the Shavuos is only Yosem in the Rabbonin, so a Suffolk, the Rabbonin, you could go to Kula, or a Koponin with Dvar Mitzvah, or the Tzerah God, you could be Mekel to do a Shavuos Ben Hashemoshes. So when is the Erev Chal, when are you kind of Yeshvisa of an Erev B'tchumim Ben Hashemoshes? At the beginning of Shabbos. So at that second, when the Erev should be chal, you are allowed to go down to the bor and bring up the lechem and put it on top. So it's considered as if the Erev is the mokim where you want to be kind of shvisam, therefore the Erev is chal. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even though you want to be kind of shvisam on top in the karmelis, and the bor is way deep, or Rishus HaYochid, still according to Revi, the Erev is chal. Because Ben HaShemoshes, you're allowed to carry the Erev out of the bor, Rishus HaYochid, into the karmelis, that's why it's chal. So the Mishnah, Nosnu v'roish hakona. You put again your ruvei tchumim where you walk to mat apayimata out of the city, and you want to be kind of shvisa over there in a place. And that place, granted, there was a kona, a reed sticking up, and you put your two lechem, you put the challah for the Erev on top of the reeds. Nosnu v'roish hakona, or v'roish hakundis, on top of a pole. Stand, you had a pole sticking in the ground there. On top of the pole, you put Yeriv. It's like this. This man should tolish the notes. If this corner, this reed, and this pole is not growing, it's already tolish, it was already cut off the ground, and now you're stuck it into the ground. You're stuck a pole like you're stuck into the ground. Then the locker is, afilu gavoya kufama. Even if the pole is 100 amas high, still I raise the Erev. Still the Erev is a good Erev. As even though you wanted to be kind of shvisa on the bottom of the pole, that makam, but we had before, we'll see again, that where you want to be kind of shvisa, daladamas all around you is considered like your makam where you want to be kind of. It's considered like a rishus yachid. And rishus yachid is oila adarakiyah. So anything within your daladamas going up to shemayim is also considered in your makam where you want to be kind of shvisa. So here, you wanted to be kind of shvisa on the ground. So what? Even though the Erev is 100 amas high, so what? It's still called in the same makam. Because Dal Damas, around where you want to be kainah, going up to Shemayim, is still considered one rishus. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush in Mishnah. Who does know Chiddush in Mishnah? We'll see in the Gemara. So to Rashi, Kundis, Pul Balaz, V'yena Mechubarim, it's a pole. Yeah, it's not, and it's not Mechubar. V'gemara Porach, V'amrit Reisha Rebihi, V'yomala Gozov, V'mechubar Ben Hashmashas. According to Kashrus, since the Reisha, the Mishnah, goes according to Rebbe, that Ben Hashmashas, you're allowed to do in Yisrael Rabbonim, so even if this pole would be growing, so what would be the issue if the Erev is on top of the pole, like on top of a tree, you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'ilun on Shabbos. So you wouldn't be allowed to take the Erev off the tree. But that's only in the middle of Shabbos. But bein hashmoshes, about this only osim of the Rabbonin weren't going to the Dvar Mitzvah. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What is that on the Mishnah Dafka, where this pole was already cut off, and now you're stuck into the ground? What's wrong? Even if it would be growing, it should also be mutter. Because it's only osim of the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin's are mutter bein hashmoshes. By the Zadrashi, Afilu Gvoye Meyamam, Hoyo Vienna Roch of Dalit. Since it's not Roch of Dalit, Lamatam. Ilav Rishus Ayochid heavy. It's not a real Rishus Ayochid. Viavagav Lamala Dalit, the whole Erev Agabi Makam Dalbinim. He's talking about a pole like Rashi wants, could be talking about you're in the Rishus Arabim now. The bottom where you wanted to be Kurdish Shavis is the Rishus Arabim. And you have a pole sticking up, and on top of the pole there is a platform there, a piece of board that is Dalit by Dalit Fakam atop. Like we had the Gemara before, you could only put an Erev on a Chosh of a Mokum that is at least Dalad by Dalad. So here you have the pole sticking up 100 Amis. On top of the pole you have a little platform there, and now you put the Erev on top. So Rashi is about warning, on top of the platform now is not called Rishus HaYochid Gomer. Because since on the bottom it's not Rosh of Dalad by Dalad, so it's like Mechitzas Tluyas. Since underneath here the Gedeim could walk by, we don't say good Asik, the Mechitzas come down. So on top is not called Rishus HaYochid. So there, since it's not a Rishus HaYochid, there's no issim in the rice of taking off the lechem from this top and bringing it down. It's mutter to do it. So therefore the Erev is chal. It's called a good Erev, and it's called your bim koimai, like we said. Since your dal damis goes up to Shemayim, it's called like one lechem. How could you bring the bread down? It's mutter, because on top is not called Rishus HaYochid. So mainly, even though the bottom is Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to take the lechem off the top and bring it down. Yeah. Something more. Romile Ravada Bamasta Larova. Here's the Kasha to Rova. Tolush Vinoyat in. The Mishnah Dafka says these poles were first cut off, they're not growing, they're not mechubar, and now you stuck the pole in the ground. Mashma, that's good. Of a light Tolush Vinoyat, if this pole would not be cut off. Light, it'd be usher. If it would still be growing, if you have a growing pole, a growing reeds, then if you put the Erev on top of them, it would be no good the Erev. Here's the Kasha Mani. Who does our Mishnah go like then? The Chura goes according to Rabbanan. He that has to go according to Rabbanan, the Amri called Dover Shumi Shum Shvus goes through all of Ben Hashmoshes. The Rabbanan Shita is whatever is awesome with the Rabbanan on Shabbos to do, you're not allowed to do it Ben Hashmoshes either. There's no Hetl Dvar Mitzvah Tzarech. It's also Ben Hashmoshes. So Mela, if the Erev now would be on top of a tree, since with the Rabbanan you're not allowed to take the lechem off the tree, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the tree on Shabbos. Because it's a gezerah, maybe you climb up and pull off a branch, so you can't use the tree at all. So the Erev will not be chal. That's the deek of the Mishnah. It's only good because this pole is not growing. It was cut off already. But if the pole would be a growing pole, the Erev would not be good. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan Shita, since it's an issa the Rabbanan to take it off the pole, so you can't use the lechem. So even Ben Hashemashis, when the Erev should be chal, it's not usable, this bread, the Erev is not chal. So that's what our Mishnah says for the Markasha. I'm with Reisha. You said the Reisha goes according to Rebbe. That the Reisha, the Mishnah before, goes according to Rebbe. We had all the truths in before. For the more Akashachur, Reisha Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbonin, the Mishnah before we said goes according to Rebbe, that even though it's an Issim, the Rabbonin, to take the Lechem off a Carmelis, or before on top of an Idlon we had, even though the Erev, the Mishnah before said, was on top of the tree, still the Erev is good. You're not allowed to take the Erev off. The Teretz is, according to Rebbe, Bein HaShemosh, it's a smutter. So what's the Modna? The Mishnah before goes according to Rebbe, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Or Malay, the same Rabbi, or Malay, Kvar Romi Lay, Romi Bar Chomel Rav Chizda, they already asked the same question already to Rav Chizda. The Shon Lay, the only Teretz he had was Enachanami to say, Reisha Rebbe, the first Mishnah that says that you have the Erev on top of the tree, it's good, goes according to Rebbe. That even though it's awesome with the Rabbonin, but Bein HaShemosh is a Shvus is Mutter. The Sefer Rabbonin, and now Mishnah here, that's Mashmona because the pole was cut off, it's Mutter. Mashmona, if the pole would still be growing, but Biyosa goes according to the Rabbonin, that even a Shvus is Nogeya Bein HaShemosh, and therefore the Erev can't be Chal, because you're now going to take the bread off the pole on Shabbos, so you can't use the Erev, it's not Chal. Ravina Rama, no, I'll tell you Kula Rebbe, I'll tell you both Mishnahs and go according to Rebbe, that even though Rebbe holds a regular Shvus, the Rabbanim were not Goyze Bein HaShemoshes, you're allowed to take the Erev off the tree on the beginning of Shabbos, about the Sony Yosem of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim weren't Goyze Bein HaShemoshes. I'll tell you, Seifam, was like, why does our Mishnah Mashma, that if this reed would still be attached to the ground, it'd be also to take the Erev off the reed as a new Svarim. Here it's a bigger Gzeira. Gzeira Shema Yiktin. Hey, since the reed is very soft, there's a Gzeira, if you're going to take the Lechem, the bread, off the reeds, we're afraid you're going to cut off the part of the reed also. Yiktah means you're cut off. Now since it's a very soft thing, a reed, we're choshed, you'll be over nisa deraisa, b'shash, you take the bread off the reed. We're afraid you're going to cut off the reed right then. And cutting off the reed will be an nisa k'tira, because it's growing right now, will be an nisa deraisa. So therefore, on this gezeiron, Rebbe was machmer. And there's, even though Rebbe says, stam shvusim amuta ben ashmoshes, that's what's not like Korah Levadai, you can do an Issa D'Raisam. But here, this Gezeira is, we're afraid Mamash should come to do an Issa D'Raisam. Therefore, it's also to take the Lechem off the reeds, if the reeds would be attached to the ground, because it's very, very Shchiach, when you take it off the reed, you're going to cut off a piece of the reed. So, Drashi, Gezeira Hashem Yiktoim, Lefi Shakona Rachu, a reed is very soft. Ezekiel Migza Hashem Yiktoim, Ki Shokole, when you take the Lechem off the reed, you'll cut off the reed. Avol imo mashenken a tree, the Mishnah before, kashahu, a tree is hard stuff. O ben ashmoshes l'shema yalav yitlash l'chashinim. What's the whole gzera why you can't use a tree? Not so posh it's time you'll come to pull off a branch. It's only gzera that while you're climbing up the tree, you may pull off a branch. So that's not such a shechir to kezach, therefore ben ashmoshes will not go to that gzera. Avol ektima konam, but to cut off the reed, vadahi, that's kamara vadois, that you'll vada do it. Is Adi the Rechicha, since it's so soft, Miktimum, Vlav Shvusu Elam Locha de Mechayim Mishum Kaitzer. Like the Kamat Vadi, you're going to be over this to the Raisam, Mishum Kaitzer, you're going to cut off the reed. So even Rebbe is Moidim, that if the Lechem would be on top of soft reeds, where it's so easy to cut off the reed, we're afraid you'll cut off the reed when you take the Lechem off. Therefore, there'll be also even Ben Ashmashas to take the Lechem off the reeds. That's why our Mishnah says the Chiddush, Dafka with the Konam and Bereish HaKundis was Tolush already, was cut off before Shabbos. So now, even if you cut off part of the reeds, there's no Issa D'Raisam. So Shalom is this D'Rabbonim, could it be the no Issa D'Rabbonim either, could be. But I call upon him D'Raisam, for sure there's no Issa. So therefore it's Mutter Ben HaShemoshes. Yeah. So the Gemara, Amaisam. Ho'upumusa D'Yosel Nadoi. Among the army men came into Nadoi. So Rashi, Pumasa means Chel HaMelech. The Melech had his army. They came into the city to Nadoi. So Nadoi was very crowded. Mestam, they stayed in all the places to live there, the army men. So Omalu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman had a Shiloh. Where's he going to give a Shia tomorrow? Hey, so all the big, the Shul Mestam was used by the army men. So he couldn't find a big place to give a Shia to his Tamidim. So Omalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told his Tamidim, like on Friday, Puku, go out today. Avidu Kvushi Kavshi Biyagma. Go out to the fields where the reeds are growing and like lie the reeds down. Tomorrow on Shabbos we'll be able to sit out in the fields and we'll sit down on these reeds and I'll give a shiur there. That's what I'll give a shiur. So Nachman told his Talmidim on Friday, go out to the fields today and just like lie down the reeds. As they're growing straight up, he told them lie them down. So Drashi, Chel ha-melech hoi mokim doch, melech hoi mokim doch le-tamidim, but mayan shi ha-chayel. There was no place for the tamidim either to live or to sit or to learn because of the army men. So Melech told them, go out to the fields, and kibushe kashe biyagmam, su the kofu ha-kanim ze'al ze'al, like bend over the reeds, one on top of another. Harday, a lot of them, kimim tisoyes, make it like a chair. Leshev aleyim, that tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll be able to sit down on them. That's what Rav Nachman told the tamidim. So the kid sees Mako that on Shabbos they're allowed to come and sit down on the reeds. For the Gemara Kashem, Eisvei Rami Bar Chom Rav Nachman. So Rami Bar Chom asked the Kashem to Rav Nachman. For Yamrilo, some say Rav Ukva Bar Abba to Rav Nachman. Rav Ukva Bar Abba was the one that asked the Kashem to Rav Nachman. That how could you, Rav Nachman, say you're allowed to sit on reeds, even though they're soft reeds? Our Mishnah says Tolush V'Noyet In. Our Mishnah's mashma, when can you put an Erev on top of reeds? Only if the reeds were cut off before Shabbos, and now you stuck them into the ground again. Of a light, tallish, light, noise, and light. But if the reed was not cut off before Shabbos, on Shabbos it's awesome to touch reeds. Even to take the lechem off the reed would be awesome. Savada, how are you, Matar of Nachman, to go sit down on the reeds? Havada should be the gzeira, shema yiktim. Maybe when the Tamidim will sit down on the reeds, they'll come to pull off. Since it's so soft, so easy, they'll pull it off, they'll be over near the Raisan. So it should be also to sit down on reeds. Sakam Yerav Nachman said, no, it's mutter. You said you're allowed to before Shabbos, but just be making it. Lie them down, and on Shabbos, you sit down on them. The Drashi, you light toast, but no, it's light. Almo kanim kilonheim. You see, kanim, reeds, have a din like a tree. The yosel mishtamish aleim. And pshit is also to mishtamish. So these reeds also, why do I care you, like told us to meet them, like throw them down, bend them over, but they're still like a tree? It's also to mishtamish. Now I want to sit down on a tree on Shabbos. So how was he matter them here to sit down on the reeds? The terrace was, Omalei, Hosan bi Uzardin. Rav Nachman said, I'm talking about hard reeds. Uzardin means hard ones. So Rashi, or Faker, Rashi, Uzardin Rashi, Shehuk Shukfar. They're a little hard already. These reeds got a little stiff. Then Harei and Kilon. Okay, that's the Pshat now Mishnah. That's when it's also to use those reeds. When they're a little bit hard already, then it looks like a tree. And Taka, then there's a Gzeber Shem Yiktoim, maybe you cut it off, but it has some shaykhs to a tree. Mashenke Zechi Sharinon. When did Rav Nachman tell the Tamidim his ladder fold over the reeds and sit on them? B'Sheina Muzardim. They're not hard at all yet. B'Oid Hakanim Rachim. When they're still very soft. Tehevi Ki Yerik. Then they're just like a vegetable. Over Yerek lo yaskir hachom shvus. On a vegetable, the chom never made any shvusim. It has no shaykes to a tree at all. So in other words, the kanim, these reeds, it depends. When they grow and are a little stiff, it looks a little bit like a tree. Then it's mechal the gzera. You can't be mishtamish with these reeds because of the gzera of a tree. Maybe you come to cut off from it. But shenke, when the reed is still very soft, still growing, it's like kamat, like it's still green, it's like a yerek, a vegetable. A vegetable, there's no issa to be mishtamish with a vegetable. Now let it bite, now let it pick off the vegetable. But there's no issur of sitting on top of a vegetable. So here also, these reeds, by Rav Nachman's case, were so soft, it's like vegetables, there's no issur sitting down on a vegetable. What? It's not diamond to a tree. The Ikigzeri was a tree, we're afraid maybe you climb up the tree. And when you start to climb it up, you lose balance or so, you'll pull off a branch. To help you climb up, you pull off a branch. But a vegetable is no gzeri to climb it up. There's nothing to climb up. The elamai to sit on it, you're allowed to. Let it be mishtamish. Maybe it's muksa, you can't be mataltlid. But the other question is, you don't want to move it. You just want to be mishtamish, sit on it. Or else, let's say you have bread on top of the vegetables. Are you allowed to take off the bread? Yes. You're allowed to be mishtamish with the vegetables. But a tree, that's the gzeri. You can't use a tree at all on Shabbos. Because the gzeri, maybe when you climb up, you'll pull off the reed, you'll pull off a branch. So if it's a little bit hard, the reed, it looks a little bit like a tree, then it's b'chlal the gzeri of a tree. But if the konim are very soft, then b'chlal has no shaykhus to a tree, there's no gzeri. So the Gemara, Rav Nachman say now, where's my right to say there's a chilik whether the reeds are a little bit hard, then it's cold like a tree, or it's very, very soft, then it's like a yerek, like a vegetable? The Tanya, ha-konim, if you have these reeds, these are different type of thorns. The Yahigin, min ilanheim. You should know they have a shame tree. The Einam klayim bekerim. Even though you have a vine garden, you're allowed to plant these trees inside it. There's no issa klay hakerim. If klay hakerim is only if you have your vines growing, you're not allowed to plant vegetables inside. You can't plant your rakos. there. But to plant a tree among the vines, that's mutter. So these things are kanim, they're the reeds. And these thorn bushes, they're called trees, and you're allowed to plant them in the kerem. There's no isakai kerem. V'tan yidich, another brisa says, no, hakanim, if you have reeds, v'hakidon, v'hubnin, min yerikain, these things are type of vegetables, v'hain klai in the kerem. Male, there is an issa to plant these things in the vineyard, because it's klai in the kerem. So exactly what kidim and urban is, I'm not sure. Rashi says, a boisim shashumai kidim, type of a boisim, that's type of a spice, that's called kidim. So these things are called like vegetables, and these things are also to plant in the kerem. So Churakash Shabdod, the Churat Sestir, the two brises. First, the brise says, the Tesefta says, that Kanim reeds is called a tree. You're allowed to plant it in the kerem. And then it says, Hakanim is no, it's called Kiyerek. You're not allowed to plant it in the kerem, in the vineyards. So Churat Sestir, what is a Kan? Is a Kan a tree or a Yerek? Elad is a Rav Nachman's Raya, Elad Shemamino, Kan Biyozardin. The first is that the talking about where it's a little bit hard. Where it's a little bit hard, the reeds, then it's like a tree. And a tree, there's no issa planting it in a kerem. Kan b'shenu zardin. The second brice is talking about where it's very soft. Where the reeds are still very soft, then they look like vegetables. And male has a shame, yerek on it. And it's also to plant it in the kerem. Right, since Rav Nachman's raya, that kanam have two dinim. Amol, they're hard, they're like a tree. Amol, they're very soft, they're like a yerek. So the Mar of a kida in Yeriko, you're telling me this kida, that's a type of a spice, is called the Yerik, but Yatnan, we learned the Mishkin Klaim, Ein Markivin Pogum Agabi Kida Levona. You're not allowed to be Markiv, take this tree, this Pogum, and put it into the Kida Levona. Mifneishu Yerik Bilum, because the Pogum, that's called the Yerik, and vice versa, the Kida Levona is called the tree. And you're not allowed to be Markiv, you can't plant a vegetable into a tree. So, call point, and you see that what? You see the kedah is called a tree. And before we're saying a kedah is only called a yerek. There isn't issa to plant a kedah in the middle of a kerem, because you're planting a yerek in a kerem. And here we're saying fakir, that the kedah is called a tree. And there's an issa kovam. You can't plant a vegetable inside the tree. The teretz is, and the gemara, Amar Rav Papa, kedah lechud, the kedah levon lechud. The two different names. The first writer says kedah is called a min, a yerek. That's the shame kida by itself. That's called the yerek. Here, the second verse it says you can't plant a pogum. Agabi kida levana. Kida levana is a new shame. It's not kida by itself. It's called kida levana. And this type of a growth, vice is called a tree. And since it's a tree, there's an ifa kovam. You can't like pull off a branch from the tree and plant inside that branch where it's cut off. Plant vegetables. There'll be an ifa kovam. You can't be marked in the tree. So therefore, there's no stira. Kida lechud and kida levana lechud. Was the gay to us though, that what that on top of reeds, soft reeds, if they would be still growing, you would not want to put the Erev on top of it. Because that would be an issue, the Rabbonin will be also to take it off, even Ben Hashemoshes. That Rabbi would be masking too. Because there it's a very stark Gzerev, it's Kamat Vadai, you come to do an issue, the Raisa. So at the Mishnah, Nos no b'migdal. You put the Erev inside a Migdal, inside the tower. The Yavar HaMavteich, and you lost the key. If you wanted to be kind of Shvisa, maybe even inside the Migdol, maybe right outside the Migdol, it wasn't a Shaila. And the Migdol is right near where you wanted to be kind of Shvisa. You wanted to be kind of Shvisa right outside the Migdol. And you put your Lechem inside the Migdol. So really there'd be no Shaila. You could just take the Lechem right outside and eat it. But the Shaila was, you locked the door to the Migdol, and you lost the key. So Lamaisa, Ben Ashmoshes now, you cannot go inside and eat the Erev. Still Zakti Mishnah raised the Erev. Still the Erev is Chal. See why? Why? That the Migdol is in Rosh Hashanah. So you have it by Mafteach, you have it by Shum Isram. So Uve Rubi Rosh Hashanah. And you're talking about where you're in Rosh Hashanah, and the Migdol is also in Rosh Hashanah. So wherever you would find the key on Shabbos, you would be allowed to take the key and open up the Migdol. Because the Migdol is in the Rosh Hashanah. So you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah. So it's only Yishali, you'd lost your key. But if you have the key, Shit, you'd be allowed to carry the key to the door and open it up. So therefore, Ruba Yerif. Reb Lezer Oymer. Im Eini Yedeya Shamatech and Koymei Eini Yerif. No, Reb Lezer, no. If you do not know exactly where the key is, Ben Hashmoshes, so nice you can't get to the Yerif, so the Yerif is not Chal. Even though it's only a son, you don't have the key, but so what? For mice, you can't get to the Erev is not Chal. The sign of a Ruvit Chumim is that Ben Hashemoshes, we look, since your Lechem is there, the Makam HaMosen, where you're going to eat, we look as if you're living there. But here, Lamaise, you can't get to the food, you don't have the key, we can't look as if you're living in that place. So the Gemara of Yamai, the first man of the Yom, Tanakama. Why is the Ruvi Yerif at the Gemara of Yamai? Who b'mokim echod? The Ruvi b'mokim acher. Since the mice you can't get into the Migdol, the door is locked, so why is the Yerif good? So Drash of Yamai, need the Tavai b'shasi yochid, ninu, kivan le motzi shokule, hevel le kishnei mekoimus. Since the mice you can't get the Yerif, it's locked up in the door, so it's got two different places. So why is the Yerif good? Have the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Yarmat Tavayu, Hocho b'migdol shalavon maskinim. We're talking about this tower is made out of bricks. And we'll soon see what type of bricks. Not bricks that were cemented together, just a portion of pile of bricks. Rav Meihi, we go across Rav Meihi Shita, the Yoma Poichet HaKatchila, that on Shabbos you're allowed to go and break down these pile of bricks. There's no mystery here, because it wasn't really a good building, it wasn't really cemented down, it was just a pile of bricks. It's Mutim Metchila to knock down the building. Ditznan, we learned the Gemara in Beitza. Bayis Shemalu Paris. You have a house that was filled up with Paris. You stored Paris there. Sosum, it was closed up. The Nivchas. So before Yom Tiv, this house was closed up. And Mamash all over. That you couldn't get inside to eat the Paris. The Nivchas. And in the middle of Yom Tiv now, a side of the house caved in. And now you're able to eat the Paris. Is Alocha Noitu Mokum Abchas. You're allowed to eat the Paris that are inside. Because here the Shalom is Al-Samuksa. About the beginning of Yom Tif, it was closed up, this house. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, you couldn't get into the house. So who the Shalta said these parents should be muksa? Because before Yom Tif, you didn't have that seatum at all. Because they're locked up, you can't get to them. And now in the middle of Yom Tif, a door breaks down. You could get in. So the Chiddush is, according to Rav Shimon, it's ain't muksa. That you're allowed to eat it. Since you didn't do a maisa, being the katz of your dying, you didn't mamish throw it away. So it is oymatit. Just that you didn't have the key, you couldn't get into it, so what? According to Rav Shimon, that's not muksa. So the nivchas is not the mokum abchas. You're allowed to take the peris and eat it. There's no issa muksa. Rav Meir Roimer, Rav Meir Shita is even bigger chiddush. Poicheis v'noit l'chatchila. Rav Meir Shita is allowed to go to that door and break it down and take the peris outside. It's mutim m'tchila. And v'yomer Rav Nachman v'radu v'yomer Shmuel. What type of a building are we talking about that Rav Meir said is mutim m'tchila to go and knock it down? The avira d'livna. We're talking about bricks that are just piled up one on top of another. They were not cemented down together. Stam the avir with the livna. As I tell you now, Mishnah, so Ochinam the avir with the livna. Our Mishnah is talking about, you put in this migdom was not a cemented down bricks. They were just bricks piled up one on top of another. That according to Rav Meir, it's mutim chil to knock it down. So therefore, that's trying now Mishnah. Therefore, even though you lost the mafteich. But still it's mutim. Because if you wanted to, you could break down the tower and take the lechem out. See, even if you didn't break it down, still the Erev is chal, because you could get to it. So Drashi Shalavonim, Shen Noyak L'Soyes, it's very easy to break it down. But with the Boy Luke, the Gemara assumes that sign, the Avir Delivna. That means, Sidurai Zu Agavizu, you have bricks, one on top of another, Beloy Tit Benayim, there's no cement in between them. The last theory, so breaking down this type of a building, according to Rameya, is Mutta Gomer. It's not called Steer at all. It's not called you have a building, you're not breaking anything. The Rameya Masech the Beitzim. V'nivchas me'elav afilu b'yom tev atzmoi, the Tanakam holds is noit emokim apchas. V'loi mitzvah mishum muksa stomach of Shimon. That the swear to say is it should be muksa, since before Yom Tev was a closed up place you couldn't get to, maybe your maksa das not eat his peris, k'mashpulah no, he holds like Shimon, that since you weren't makatsa b'yadayim, you didn't throw it away, it's still called edible, and it's not muksa if it's opened up by itself. V'meya says a bigger chiddush, ah, poichet ha'chilom, ki demukil lo b'yavrid livnet last year oyel hi. So good, that's a terrorist town Mishnah. Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that it's mutter mechil to knock it down. Right. Meir the Gemara said better, even according to Rabbonin sheet over there, Havad is only us in the Rabbonin. And Lamaisa here, Ben Ashmoshes, you will have to do an Issa the Rabbonin, Lutzarech and Erev. So I think Mishnah speak out, that the Gemara wants to answer now, even according to Rabbonin sheet. Even if you told me that Ben Ashmoshes is still an Issa Shavus, like some said, the last Mishnah was talking about according to Rabbanan Shita, so we want to answer this Mishnah also according to Rabbanan. That even if Ben Hashmoshes on Issa the Rabbanan is Logeya, you can't do it, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that there's not even an Issa the Rabbanan. You allow the Mamash Metchila go and break down these piles of stones. Fred Gemara Kasha, Ivo Amr Abzeira, the Yom Tif Amru, Avoloi B'Shabbos. Rav Zeira learned that din in Beitza that says according to Rav Meir, you allow to go and break down this house. The Yom Tov Omru Avolei B'Shabbos. Rameyah said it was only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And if the more tayin and enich nami, hochi nami biyontif, I tell you al mishnu also only means biyontif. If you have the Erev inside the migdal on yontif, and you lost the key to the migdal, still the Erev is chal. Because on yontif, according to him, now you're allowed to break down the migdal metchila. Fred Gemari hochi, that's the pshat. Haina diktonia law, why did Reb Lez learn like this? Reb Lez learned on this din, that haina diktonia law, Reb Lez oimir, im bi'ir ovad eruvi Erev. If you lost your key in the city, then the Erev is called the good Erev. V'imbasada ovad ein eruvi Erev. If you lost your keys though out in the field, then the Erev is no good. Now the pshat is, poshin, in the city it means, you have eruvi chatzeris. So poshin means it's a shal of an inside song. So if you lost the key inside the city, we have an Erev around. So poshin is talking about on Shabbos, that in the city, if there's an Erev, you can carry the key wherever you find it to the house. That's why the Erev is good. Mashaykh, if you lost the key outside in the fields, there's no Erev. So even if you'll find the key on Shabbos, you can't carry it, though, to open up the Erev. Therefore, the Erev is no good. Of the Kashmir is the Yom Tiv, but this is going to tell me our Mishnah is Dafka talking about Yom Tiv. Of the Mali Yir, Mali Soda. What do I care where you lost your key? On Yom Tiv, you let it carry. So even if you lost the key out in the field, so what? But the Svar is maybe you'll find the key and you'll bring it back and open up the Migdal, so it should be Mutter even in the fields also. Elamala Kurzuraya, our Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos. If the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, then it's back to Kasha. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to break down this tower. If you can't break down the tower, so why is the Erev a good Erev? You can't get to it. Tirashi, V'yim b'sodeh ein eruv v'yerev. Di nami mishkachas livni, you'll find the key, l'mos l'suyulei. V'gil ha-machlekes b'dobre, three machlekes in here. L'tanakama bein v'yer bein b'sodeh eruv eruvi. That's our Tanakama the Mishnah. No matter what, the Erev is chal, why? The Motzi Sosele, like we said, stand according to Rameya, because you're allowed to break down the door of the tower. That's why the Erev is good. The Mitzvah Motzi Sosele, because he holds us also to knock it down. The left side Rameya, we have Lezer now Mishnah that says the Erev is not chal if you lost the key, because he doesn't hold like Rameya. He holds us also to knock down the tower. So Manashev, now that you don't have a key, you can't get the Erev out of the tower. The Erev is not chal. The left said to Reb Shimon, and even if you tell me, maybe you swear, maybe you find the key, but since you lost the key outside of another chotzer, you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer to kafir, because Reb Lezer doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer the Breitzer holds, Sovolok Reb Shimon, he holds like Reb Shimon, the what the Nami Reb Lezer Masis Le'ar Masodar, he holds like Reb Shimon, the what if you lost this key inside the city, even if you lost it in a kafir, or in a chotzer, Reb Shimon Shita was, you're allowed to carry from a kafir to a chotzer to a gag. So in the city, the kids you can carry, bring the key to the Migdal. Vashek, and you lost it out on the fields, that's a karmelist there, then you can't carry into the city. So this is good if we're talking about on Shabbos. But if we're talking about Yom Tov L'churam, might ask you mean where you lost the key. The svari is that maybe you'll find the key, so on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. So wherever you lost it, you carry it back. As Gemara